Kim Lester. Good morning to you, Kim.
Good morning, Ross. I'm surrounded by Canberra's, some of the biggest names in Canberra. We've got politicians, we've got business people. I can see Roman Quadfalig, our ACT police commissioner here as well. And standing right in front of me is Clyde Rathbone. We're at the Men's Link breakfast. It's an opportunity for Men's Link to raise some funds and also raise awareness about what people in the community can do for their cause. Clyde, first of all, just explain to me what Men's Link is.
Well, Men's Link is a mentorship program for kids between 14 and 18, or men between 14 and 18, and it's really about trying to get match up some people with mentors and role models that can help them make good decisions in life.
Now, you're a Men's Link ambassador. Why did you choose this program?
I met with Martin Fisk, who heads up Men's Link, and he gave me a bit of an overview on what they do, and I went out to one of their camps and just got to observe the kids and the mentors, and was just blown away by how effective it is and how important it is, and very proud to be involved.
What do you think it is that makes it so effective?
I think it's fairly simple. I think it's about young men being able to observe positive role models, to have someone in their life who they can trust to share things with, to go to for advice, to bounce things off. It's not rocket science, but those things are really crucial, and particularly with men who lack that type of relationship in their life. So I think it plays a really important role with that.
You're actually speaking at the breakfast this morning. What do you want to share with the audience here?
Just, I think, a bit about my own story, and then also talking a bit about my relationship with Men's Link and why I think it's important, and hopefully we can, as you said, start raise some awareness, raise some funds, and they can continue to do the work that they do.
Tell me a little bit about your own story that you will share. Could Men's Link have helped you as a young lad?
Look, it is different in that, I never really lacked a mentor, but at the same time didn't feel comfortable speaking about my own childhood abuse and my depression, and I think having someone to bounce that off would have been potentially useful. But at the same time, I did have role models, positive male role models in my life. So for me, it's really just about promoting the core benefits of Men's Link rather than my own story.
And someone who is, you're obviously being a very positive role model here, coming out and speaking and speaking in the way that you have about your past. Someone who is volunteering for Men's Link is also with me. Dick Sargent is retired. And Dick, tell me what it was that made you... Oh, sorry, Dennis. I'm sorry. I'm looking at your name tag in a funny angle. Dennis, what was it that made you decide to volunteer?
Probably in the first place. Well, firstly, I heard it on ABC Radio, the gardening show, one Saturday morning, and our then CEO was talking about the need for volunteer mentors to mentor young men. I'd always been in the automotive industry and had the opportunity over my working life to train dozens and dozens of apprentices, and I realised it was putting them through those years with some of the hardest formative years of their life. And I must say that when I took it up, we went through an intense training program, and it's been one of the most rewarding things I've ever done in my life.
What is? I know you probably can't go into detail about the things that the actual experience, but what is it about it that's been rewarding? How has it helped your protege?
He was just one of those difficult to handle kids from a single parent family. Didn't have a male image around him for the majority of his time at school. Was getting a little bit, for want of a better term, I guess, out of control. And I've never had to do anything to sort of control him, just be there when he needs to talk to somebody. He needs to go and have a cup of coffee. Somebody to take him to football and talk to him about what he might be doing in the future. And he's just an entirely different guy.
There's that old adage that men don't talk face-to-face, they talk shoulder-to-shoulder. Did you think it would be difficult to open up or to allow him to open up to you?
It's still difficult. Sometimes you go for a cup of coffee and it might take 20 minutes to get the first words out. But once you get the first words out, you're well down the track towards hearing what he has to say and then putting your views to him. And it's just an opinion, and ask him what he thinks about that. He'll think it through, come back with an alternative, if he wants an alternative, and then we just decide on a course of action from there.
Were you given training by Men's Link on how to have those conversations?
Yes, you do. You get more training on how to handle the situation, not the conversation. The conversation, I think, comes from life experience, and I think it's just one of those things you sort of develop. It's a passion for young men, the fact that they've got to have somebody around them all the time, somebody they can go to. Just ring, and talk to, and that's what I found easy. But no, the training didn't come for that part from men's league. I think that's from life experience.
And is that the relationship that you've developed? Does he feel that he can call you not just at the times that you've arranged to meet, but any time?
Yeah, he wanted somebody to go to his year 10 formal with him, or to his graduation actually. He didn't have anybody to ask. That was just an honour for me to go with him and just see how he reacted amongst the other kids. And I must say that this kid's well on the way to becoming a junior mentor himself. So he's gone from one type of person to a totally different person.
That's great. It sounds like you're doing a lot of work. Do you think you'll, if he reaches an age where he no longer needs your help, do you think you'll continue to mentor another person?
I feel absolutely certain of that. It just becomes a way of life. I think we're all mentors in one way or another, this gives you an opportunity to formalise that.
Dennis, thank you so much for your time, and I commend you for the work that you're doing. The breakfast is probably not far off beginning, Ross, so you may not see me for the next hour or so. Or do you have time for me to quickly talk to Martin Fisk, who's the CEO of Men's Link?
You can do if you like. I'll just say I've known Dennis for some time, though, so I was going to say two things about him. One is I'm sure he won't mind being mistaken for Darren Stevens from Bewitched. Of course, who is Dick
Sargent? I knew I was getting that from somewhere.
Who is Dick Sargent? And of course, I also know Dennis is very capable of talking underwater, so I don't think he'll have any problems talking to anyone that he's mentoring. Yes, if you want to catch up with Martin, that will be great. It's 7:20 on 666 Breakfast.
Martin, as I said, you're the CEO of Men's Link. What's the purpose of this breakfast this morning?
The breakfast is really to raise awareness about Men's Link and the really important job that we're doing for young guys right across the region in Canberra and Queanbeyan. Young guys just appear to be missing out a little bit. In every statistic we have, young guys are adversely represented. Youth justice, high school dropouts, drug use, violence, and of course male suicide is a really important issue. And Men's Link's there really to provide free mentoring and counselling services to these young guys in need to help them get on their feet and become responsible contributing members of our society.
If somebody wants to volunteer, how do they get in touch with you to find out?
Get on our website, send us an email, give us a call. We're there. We've just completed our last intake over the weekend, but we'll be taking names for our next waiting list. We'd love to see more adult blokes out there willing to give it a go and help out our young guys. It doesn't take a lot of time to be a mentor, less than 1 to 2 hours a fortnight, less than the time you'd spend in front of a game of footy. And you could really help out a young guy in need of a mate.
Dennis talked about his experience training apprentices that helped him in preparation for this. Does it take a certain kind of guy to do this job?
We only have one criteria for mentors coming into our program, and that is that they've survived their own teenage years. If you've got life experience, you could be a mentor.
That's great. Thank you so much for your time, Martin, and good luck with the breakfast.
Thank you, Kim, for that. It sounds very, very busy down there, and you know the deal. When you go out to a breakfast, you always bring back something for the rest of the crew who are back here slaving away, trying to put a show to air. So if you could do that, that would be good. Thank you to also to Clyde Rathbone, Dick, a.k.a. Dennis Sargent, and Martin Fisk down there at the breakfast this morning. Thanks, guys.